Thank you for downloading this episode of A History of the World in 100 Objects from BBC Radio 4. Today, we're on an island far out in the Pacific Ocean. It's about half the size of the Isle of Wight, it's 1,200 miles from the nearest inhabited island, and it's 2,000 miles from the nearest landmass. It's Rapa Nui, Easter Island, the most remote inhabited island, not just in the Pacific, but in the world. Not surprisingly, it took human beings a long time to get there. The people of the southern Pacific Ocean, the Polynesians, were without question the greatest open ocean voyagers in the history of the world, and their ability to move in double-hulled canoes over the vast expanses of the Pacific is truly one of the greatest achievements of humanity. They settled both Hawaii and New Zealand, and between 700 and 900 they got to Rapa Nui, and so brought to an end one immense chapter of human history. For Easter Island was possibly the last place on Earth to be permanently settled. It was another 1,000 years before European sailors matched the Polynesian feats of navigation. And when they reached Rapa Nui on Easter Day 1722, they were astonished to find a large population already established. Even more astonishing were the objects which the inhabitants had made. The great monoliths of Easter Island are like nothing else in the Pacific, or indeed anywhere else, and they've become some of the most famous sculptures in the world. This program is about one of them. He's called Hoahakananaya. The name's been roughly translated as Hidden Friend. He came to London in 1869, and he's been one of the most admired inhabitants of the British Museum ever since.
This marvellous mass and strength and power, these are all things that every sculptor wants.